This sicha, in addition to being a sicha on the parsha, it's also a siyum on Seder Taros and all of Shas in Mishnayos. The Rebbe starts off the sicha by saying that the last Masechta of Shisha Sidri Mishnah, Masechta Uktzin, is speaking about the detailed dinim of Tumas Oichel and the Tumah of food and the Tumah of liquids that are discussed in this parsha. The very, very last halach of the Masechta is that Chalois Dvash, honeycomb, from when they do they start getting the din of a liquid, the honey, in order to become tummy as a liquid. Beis Shammai says, now we have two versions over here, either Mishayaharer, once he thinks about taking out the honey, then it becomes like a liquid. According to another gear, that's Mishayaharer, which itself has a few meanings, whether he's smoking out the bees from the hive, or he's heating up the honeycomb to get out the honey. And Beis Hillel says Mishayarasik, when he actually starts cutting up the honeycomb in order to remove the honey. In other words, Beis Shammai holds that as soon as the person thinks in his mind that he wants to remove the honey, it already has a din of a liquid, and it becomes tamei with a tumah of liquids. On the other hand, Beis Hillel says that it only is considered a liquid, mishayirasik, once he actually starts removing the honey itself, that's when it becomes a mashka practically. Now, the next Mishnah, which is the very, very last Mishnah of Shisha Sidri Mishnah, says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchil, Hashem in the future is going to give, or the word Lahanchil more accurately is to give as a Yerusha, as an inheritance, as we'll see later in the Sicha, Hashem is going to give to every single tzaddik 310 worlds. As it says, Lahanchil Oya VeYesh, I'm going to give those that love me. Yesh, now the word Yesh is 310, Voitzrei Seyem Amale, and I'm going to fill their storehouses. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Hashem did not find a keli, a vessel to hold blessing for the Yisrael, Ela Hashalom, other than peace. As the Pasuk says, with this the Mishnah concludes, Hashem Oizlam Yitein, Hashem Yivorech Hasam Hashalom. Says the Rebbe, we need to understand, what is the connection between this last Mishnah, these statements of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, to the previous Mishnah, the Machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the honeycomb? The Rambam and other Mefarshim explain that since we just concluded all the dinim of Halacha, so now the Mishnah is concluding with a reward. In other words, the Mishnah, in fact, is not a direct continuation in the content to the previous Mishnah, but rather it's as a siyum for all of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, in order to let us know at the end of the Mishnah the reward for those tzaddikim that learn and fulfill everything that says in the Mishnah. However, says the Rebbe, based on what we find in a number of places in Gemara, that we will explain why one Mishnah is next to the other Mishnah, even if they say one after the other, but they're in separate Masechtas, we'll want to know why they follow each other. Certainly when two Mishnayos are in the same Perek following each other, there's definitely a connection. So therefore, says the Rebbe, there is still room to try to find and explain the connection between these two Mishnayos, although of course the Rambam's reason is absolutely valid. But nevertheless, to make it more geschmack, to also see in content the connection between the previous Mishnah and this Mishnah. Says the Rebbe, we can explain that the toichen of the previous Mishnah, just before the Mishnah about the reward for mitzvahs, the fact that we had the machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the honeycomb, is actually connected to this idea of the reward for mitzvah that's discussed in the end of Mishnayos. In order to explain this, says the Rebbe, let's first examine again what these Mefarshim said of why Mishnayos, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, finish off with these statements is in order to notify about the reward for tzaddikim. Because seemingly it's not understood. We're speaking about tzaddikim. We're speaking about people that are finishing Shisha Sidrei Mishnah meeting. They have a shleimus in the learning of Torah, the general Torah Shebaal Peh, and the way a tzaddik is learning it. And then therefore it's seemingly obvious, it's understood that they're clearly holding by the level of Avodah, which the Mishnah had told us already much earlier, this is in Seder Nezikin and Pirkei Avos, that Misham Shadis Harav, they're serving Hashem, Shaloya Manas L'Kabal Pras, not to get reward. So it's not for reward, rather Lishma. Furthermore, the Rebbe says, the very pasuk that this Mishnah brings, Lahanchil Oy HaVeyesh, the Eibishter is going to give this reward to those that love him. What does it mean to serve the Eibishter out of love? As the Rambam explains at length, it means people that are doing their avoda completely lishma, not for any sort of reward. The Rambam says, "Oy saha emes," he's doing the truth because it's the truth. Now, of course, even the people that do the truth because of the truth are guaranteed, as the Rambam says, that eventually the good and the reward is going to come. But that's not the shleimus that they're striving to. That's not the shleimus that they're trying to get through their avoda. By one who's serving Hashem Avo, the idea that eventually there will be good reward because of it is something completely secondary. It's completely a side point. The main thing is that he's being zoicha to serve Hashem lishma. And therefore, back to the question. Since the main idea of doing Torah and mitzvahs is lishma, not to get reward, how does it make sense that at the end of all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, which again represents a state of being completely perfect, a very high level in Avodas Hashem and so on, how is it that we're concluding not with the idea of being completely connected to Hashem with Ava, etc., but rather about getting Shayoi Lemois 310 worlds as a reward for the Avodah of Torah and mitzvahs? How does that make sense? Says that ever we must say that the idea of lahanchil, to give over these shayolamis that the Mishnah is discussing over here, is not reward or payment in the regular sense of the word. A payment of all of these olamis for your avoidah to Hashem. But rather, this itself is a higher shleimus within avoidah. In other words, this is the aliyah to which a person that's serving Hashem from Avo is going to get through his avoidah. He's now going to get to something greater even within the context of avoidah Hashem. Says Rebbe, this is going to be the connection now between this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah of the Machloikas between Mishami and Beis Hillel regarding Chalei Zvash, regarding the honeycomb. One of the reasons, al derech haremez, of why the last halachas in Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, which we say, akol hoylech achar achitim, always, everything always goes based on what the end is. Why are we finishing about bees and honey? Is because bees, as Chazal tell us in the Medrash, hint to the idea of shleimus ha'avoid, of doing the avoid in the most perfect way. Avoid lishma. As we'll quote a little bit more later, this Maimah Chazal, and get more into it. And this avoid is the hachana, is the akdama to this idea that Hashem is going to give to every single tzaddik all of these olamois, which we translate it as meaning to a special shleimus, a special darga in avoid that you're going to get through as a result of acting similar to the bees, the avoid of the bees. The Rebbe says, and the svarois within the machloikas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the logic between that argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, in this case of the honeycomb, which is, as discussed many other times, connected with a general difference in approach of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in their machloikasin, whether we go basically after what we call bekoyach, after the potential, or do we go after bepoil, what we practically have in front of us, that is, Beis Shammai generally is of the opinion that we go according to Bekoyach, the potential. And therefore, in our case, the honey gets a din of a liquid as soon as either Moshe Yecharcher, which is, he started doing some sort of act of, again, either smoking out the bees or starting to heat up the honeycomb, or even Moshe Yeharid, or even if he's just planning to take the honey, because Bekoyach, potentially, it's already an inyan of liquid, even though at this point it's still quite far from being a liquid. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, says we need Bepoil, and therefore does not have a din of a mashka practically until we have actual liquid, and therefore they say Moshe Yerasik, once you start removing the honey from the honeycomb. And says the Rebbe, this point of this machloikas is actually going to be a nafkamina in the general approach and the general idea of the purpose of why man was created on earth, which of course is Nevresi L'shamash Eskoini, created to serve Hashem, as we will elaborate again much later in the Sikha. And therefore, it will also result in nafkamina in regards to what is the shleimus of the person through his avodah. And this is why, once we understand the machloikas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we're going to understand better the conclusion of the mission of Asid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahanchil, etc. In order to understand all of this, the Rebbe is going to look carefully at these particular words, Asid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahanchil. The Rebbe says, we know that the wording of the Mishnah, which is usually said very, very brief and concise, but B'tachlis Adiyuk, very, very precise, very accurate, the Mishnah uses the expression, Asid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahanchil. Hashem is going to give lahanchil, which again means the idea of a yerusha. He's going to give the shai olamos, like an inheritance. And the question is, why this word lahanchil? How does it make sense over here? How does it fit over here? How does the idea of yerusha come in over here? Because seemingly, the idea of an inheritance generally is specifically not connected with the idea of avoida. The person getting the yerusha doesn't do avoida in order to get it, as long as he's born and he's a relative, a close relative, or the closest relative to the Yoyresh, to the Moirish. If the Yoyresh is close to the Moirish, then automatically he gets the Yerusha. So when we're speaking over here about the giving of the reward for Tzaddikim, seemingly that's a payment for Avoida, what should have it said? It should have said, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litein, or a similar expression. Not Lahanchil. Hashem is going to give, Hashem is going to pay. The question is even bigger. This very same statement is brought in Sanhedrin, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and there in fact it does say, Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litein L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shayu Elim. Hashem is going to give every Tzadik. Says the Rebbe, that really here is the key. This is the key to the whole point. The statement in Sanhedrin, which was being said through an Amoira, Rava Bar Mori, is in fact speaking about the payment or reward for mitzvahs. And therefore, it says, Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hashem will give these Shayu Elamos. But in our Mishnah, that's coming at the very, very end, the conclusion of all of the Mishnayos, we're actually not speaking about payment for mitzvahs in the regular sense of the word. But as said before, we're speaking about a special shleimus that the tzaddik reaches as a result of his avodah and ava. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which as the Rebbe points out in the footnote, he's a Tana. He is medayik. Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil, it's going to come as a Yerusha. Because this shleimus that we're about to discuss is similar to the idea of what a Yerusha is all about, what an inheritance is all about. What does this mean? It says the Rebbe, in regards to Yerusha, it's not what the Ragged Shavir explains. That a Yoyresh, the heir that inherits, is not like a separate entity that is receiving possessions from the Moirish, from the one who's leaving the inheritance. But rather, to quote a pasuk, Tachas avisecha yiyu banecha, the children are now standing instead of the parents. The Yoyresh, the one inheriting, is standing in the place of the Moirish. Meaning to say that the Yoyresh, the person getting the inheritance, is like one thing with the one who left the inheritance, or to use the expression of the Ragachover, he's etzem o'av, he's the very essence. He's basically the same person. The item didn't even like move possessions. He's the same person instead of the father right now. Says the Rebbe, the same thing is true with Yidden. The shleimus that's accomplished when a Yid learns Torah and fulfills mitzvahs is that Yisroel o'raisav o'kutshem richu kolachad, Yidden, the Torah and Hashem are all one. Or as the famous expression, that there's three things that connect to each other, that tie to each other, kutshem richu o'raisav Yisroel, Hashem, the Torah and the Yidden, and they're becoming all one when a Yid learns Torah. And similarly, when a Yid does mitzvahs, a mitzvah is lashon tzavsa, tzavsa v'chibur, a connection, an attachment. A Yid is becoming kavayachol one with Hashem, the giver of the Torah and the commander of the mitzvahs, Hashem himself. Says the Rebbe, that's the pshat of lahanchil oyave yesh. First, what does the word yesh mean? The Rambam explains that the word yesh represents something that is constant, a mitzvah is something that is absolute, has no end. And lahanchil oyave yesh means that I'm going to give them the yesh hamuchlet, that absolute existence, that absolute substance. Because every nefesh that zoyche l'chai yoylam haba, lo yitichla l'oylam, has it forever. It remains forever. It's something that's absolute, everlasting. How is it possible that a niver, that a created being, a baal gvul, a finite person, should be able to hold on, should be able to get something that's so absolute, yesh hamuchlet, the everlasting, consistent mitzvahs, something that's nitzchi, something that's eternal, everlasting, and bligvul? That's what the pasuk says. Lahanchil oyavayesh. It's in a way of a Yerusha. Yidden are not getting it like a makaba, like a recipient from the noisin, from the giver. Like, in other words, there's two separate mitzias and two separate entities. A mitzias of someone that's taking it from the giver. But rather, Yidden are getting it as a Yerusha because they are one with the Moirish, they are one with Hashem. Yidden are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when a Yid learns Torah, when a Yid does mitzvahs, it's revealed how in truth he is one with the absolute yesh, with, as the Rambam calls it, mitzias hatmid, is that constant mitzias. Because oisi atam loichem, when you learn Torah, you do mitzvahs, you're taking Hashem, you are becoming one with Hashem. And that's the pshat lahanchil, is giving it as a Yerusha, this idea of yesh, because the Yid becomes one with Hashem. Says the Rebbe, now we can understand in regards to the pleasure that the tzaddikim have from this. And this will be understood as the pshat now, in the words of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil l'chol tzadik v'tzadik shai oylam, is 310 oylam, which was, as the Rambam explains, means that the tainug of oylam haba is 310 times greater than all of the pleasures of this world. What pleasure are we talking about? When it's not speaking about a pleasure that the tzaddikim have as they are a metzias for themselves. Or to use the language of Chassidus, the nachas ruach of the nivra, the nachas ruach of the created being. Rather, the nachas ruach that the Yid has, the pleasure that the Yid has, getting it, that he's getting as the reward, is the fact that he's mekayim Hashem's ratzon. In other words, that's Nachas Ruach LeNivra could be when he gets a reward that he's doing Hashem's Ratzon. But here we're speaking something much more than that. We're speaking about the pleasure that he gets is the timing of the Eibishter Kavayachal. In other words, this timing of the Eibishter, what the Eibishter says, which is the Nachas Ruach of the Boire, Hashem says Nachas Ruach LeFonai Shomarti V'Naser Ratzoni, that I have pleasure from the fact that my mitzvahs were done. So a Yid, since he's one with Hashem, since he's one with the Moirish, so they Kavayachal are inheriting, so to speak. This tainug of the boyri itself, Hashem's pleasure, is what's becoming part now of their pleasure, is becoming their Indian as well. As the Rambam himself explains immediately with the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, 310, even that's not a number, an actual number of 310, really we're speaking about something that's bligvul, a tainug bligvul. We're just using this number, a number that could, you know, we could get some sort of concept, some sort of ideas, inspire us in some way, but really we're speaking about a tainug that's completely bligvul. Says the Rebbe, said, now we can understand the difference between when we speak just about a payment or a reward for mitzvahs, as we said, there isn't Gemara Sanhedrin, or what our mission is speaking about, lahan chiloy aveyesh, the pleasure that comes to a person as a reward for his avoidah, as a payment for his avoidah. The moment you say payment for his avoida means that the person receiving the reward is a metzias for himself, and you have to pay him for his work. That's the tainug as much as a nivra, as much as a created being could be able to accept and tolerate. But the idea that Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel, that Hashem is going to give oya ve'yesh, is the nachas ruach of the Eibishter has. This is the idea of the yesh amuchla, that absolute existence, Hashem himself being felt within the created being. This is not a matter of a schar mitzvah, of a reward, a payment of the mitzvah. This is the etzem of the mitzvah itself, the very essence of the mitzvah, that the yid now becomes, that becomes part of the yid. And that the yid gets as a way of a nachla, as a way of a yerusha, because he is kvayachol, one with Hashem. Says the Rebbe, this is why we say this idea of lahanchel, to give over this idea of yesh, is specifically lo'oyavai, to those that love me. Because when is a Yid able to come to this darg of Lahanchil Oya Vayesh to truly gain Hashem's pleasure inside of him? When his avoidance is in a kind of way that he's not thinking about himself at all. He's only doing it Lishma, he's only doing it for Hashem's sake. Because as long as a person is still thinking about himself and his payment, his reward, or his aliyah, then you can't say that he's going to become one with the Yesh HaMukhet, with the absolute true existence with Hashem, with the Metzias HaTmidus, which is completely higher than the Geder of Nivroim. It's only when the avoid is completely, completely lishma that he's not any sort of mitzvah for himself. He's only thinking about the essence of the mitzvah itself, the actual mitzvah, that it's causing the Eibishter and Nachas Ruach Lefonai, a pleasure to the Eibishter, that what Hashem said was fulfilled. That's the way we get to Oisi Atam Loichim, where we take Hashem himself. And therefore, as the Pasuk says, Lahanchil Oyavai, that those that love me get this yesh, get Kvayochel, Hashem himself becoming one with Hashem. The Rebbe says, similar to what we find in Halacha, that a true Eved, the Eved way Toiras Emes calls an Eved, is totally not a Metzias for himself. His whole Metzias is only the Metzias of the Master. Says the Rebbe, this is the Remez to what the Mishnah is beforehand, that's speaking about. The beehive and the honeycomb, etc. Because the avoid of the Yidden in a way of Lashma is indicated in the way the Yidden are compared to bees. It says in the Medrash that the Yidden are compared to a bee, just like a bee. All of the honey that it's storing, that it's getting, is all for its owner. It doesn't have any personal benefit out of it. So too, everything that the Yidden are gathering and collecting and storing, mitzvahs of Ma'isim Tovim, is all for Avim Shema Shemaim, is all for their Father in Heaven, is all for the Eibishter. It's explained in Lukut Torah that the avoida in this particular way comes from that recognition that the whole purpose of man being created is not for himself, for the person himself, even though, yes, the person is going to have tremendous great aliyos. But nevertheless, that's not the purpose, that's not the goal. The goal is for Hashem's honor. As Chazal say, Ani Nivresi, L'shamash Eskoini, all I'm here for is to serve the Eibishter. Says the Rebbe, based on all of this, we can now go back and understanding the connection between the Machloikas about Bisham, from Bisham and Bis Hillel in regards to the Chaloyz Vash, in regards to the honeycomb. But again, Ubehekta, by first prefacing, in the Lashon of what we just quoted from Likutei Torah, it's emphasized that practically, B'poil, of course there's a great aliyah that comes to the person as a result of the avoida. It's just as the Alter Rebbe says, Loizu Leva, this is not alone the whole purpose, the whole goal. Says the Rebbe, say, here we have the difference in the Shita of Beis Shammai, which we said already before, that they look at things mainly B'koyach, at the potential, and the Shita of Beis Hillel, which we mentioned, they go after B'poil, after the practical. And that is, to what extent does this aliyah, the fact that the Yid is also elevated, again, that's not the purpose, but that the Yid's neshama also has an aliyah, to what extent does that matter? To what extent is that relevant? If we say, azlinu basar b'koyach, that we look at the potential, the shita of Beishamai, that the main thing of every single thing is, we look at it as it's in its potential. So then, the yiridas ha-neshama lamata, the coming down of neshama practically, really didn't achieve any new mile, any new thing in the neshama itself compared to the way it was before. Because the main idea, that koyach that's going to be carried out through the avoda lamata, the neshama really had it even before it came down here. We wanted to bring it out into the practical, but koyach was there already. Furthermore, in our case, we don't even have to have the b'poil, the practical, as a test to see the koyach of the neshama, whether it's really going to come out. Because the koyach of the neshama to do its avoda lamata is an absolute, sure, guaranteed thing that eventually, of course, every yid carries out his mission in this world. As it says, l'bilti yidach mimenu nidach, sometimes we need the practical to test the potential. But in this case, that's not even a question. Furthermore, the Rebbe says, more importantly, klapi shmaya gali, Hashem for sure knows that the neshama will carry it out. So therefore, according to Beishamai, there's really no room to say that the aliyah neflah, the amazing aliyah that the person is going to have, is a chidush and is a special novelty for which the neshama has to come down b'poil mamash. And therefore, Beishamai focuses only on the one thing. According to Beishamai, the focus is going to be only on one thing, that the fact that the neshama comes down is completely nothing to do with the maila and the aliyahs, the greatness that the neshama is going to end up having, but rather, l'sage l'bala, like we said about the bee, it's only for Hashem, only to carry out Hashem's intention, Hashem's will, that nis'ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'yisle dira b'tachtoinim. And for this, it's of course not going to be enough that the neshama should just potentially make the dira, because we need that the tachtoin, the world itself, should actually become changed to become a dira lo yisbarach. We need to have the activity, the act in the tachtoin. And therefore, the neshama has to come down practically to make the dira b'tachtoinim. That's according to Beishamai. But according to Beis Hillel, where we always look at Bepoil, so then, when the neshama comes down Lamata, there is something great happening, practically for the neshama as well, that it didn't have before. Because it's only when the neshama comes down here, Bepoil Mamish, that's what it's going to bring out its potentials, its koiches, into the practical, which again, according to the Beis Hillel, this is the main thing of every single idea has to be Bepoil. And therefore, according to Beis Hillel, although of course the neshama is mainly coming down here for Hashem's glory and to serve Hashem, anin evreisu l'shamash, is going to carry out the idea of dira b'tachtoinim. And that has to be the kavan of the person in Zavoida. But nevertheless, we definitely do say that in the Avoida Lamata, there is some sort of chiddush that's also happening as far as the neshama itself is concerned in its own ali, its own koichas, they now came out, b'poil. Says the Rebbe, this difference between Beishamai and Beis Hillel will also clarify another machloikas that they have. The Gemara says, Halalu Oimrim, Beishamai is of the opinion, Noyach loy la'odam shaloy nivra. It would be better, or as we're soon going to see, not better, but it would be easier for if a person wasn't created, better than if he was created. V'halalu Oimrim, Beis Hillel is of the opinion, Noyach loy la'odam shanivra, yoysam shaloy nivra. It's more pleasing, or it's easier for the person that he is created, rather than not created. So there's a machloikas. Then the Gemara says, Nimnu v'gomru, they took a vote, and they decided, Noyach loy la'adam shaloy nivra, it would have been easier that he wasn't created, rather than being created, but now that he's created, yifashvish b'maisev, one should search his actions and correct himself, etc. In Lukutei Torah, he explains, the pshat of this Maimer Chazal, it doesn't say, Toiv loy shaloy nivra, it would have been better that he wasn't created. Of course, there's a benefit for the neshama that it came down here into this world. And as we said before, it gets these tremendous aliyos in an unlimited and great way. But the pshat noyach means it would have been easier for him not to be created. Why is that? Because since the whole purpose of creation is not to serve, not to work for yourself and to get reward, it's only for serving Hashem. And that's clearly a very, very big challenge and a difficult avoida. So it would have been easier if he didn't have to go through all of this, if he didn't have to get involved in this. So then the question is, if that's the case, then why would Beis Hillel be suggesting, at least in the beginning, before Nimnu v'Gamru, that they say Noyach, that it is easier for the person, that he is created rather than not being created? So the Rebbe says the explanation is, according to Beishamai, true, right from the outset, it's obvious that the whole point of Yiridus HaNeshama Lamata is totally not for the Aliyah of the Neshama at all. As we said before, it's only purely for Hashem. As we said, for the Aliyah of the Neshama, you don't need the Neshama to practically go down here. The Neshama has that all Bekoyach already anyways, it's all there in the potential. And therefore, as far as Beshamai is concerned, Noyach Leila Adam Shalei Nivra, it's definitely easier not to have to been born and created, etc. For him, for the person, there's no Chiddush in coming down here into the world. So the only thing he's coming down here is for Hashem. But as far as the person for himself is concerned, it would have been easier not to come down here. Whereas, according to Beis Hillel, we said, there is room to say that Noyach Leila Adam Shalei Nivra, that it's easier that he came down here rather than not being created. Why? Because if he wouldn't have been created in this world, then he wouldn't be able to have that tremendous aliyah, that unlimited aliyah that happens. And therefore, the pleasure that the neshama has from that great aliyah, it is so much greater than the tsar that the neshama has as a result of the yirida, that therefore he could say, noyach leshen nivra, it's actually easier. It's better that he was created, easier that he was created. What does it mean, easier? In other words, when you feel the tremendous aliyah, the tremendous ascent that you're going to have as a result of this tremendous pleasure, despite the current tsar, despite the current pain, so automatically that pleasure overrides it, and therefore it makes it easier to be able to tolerate it, and therefore it's better than loy nivra, where he wouldn't then have a shaykhus's whole idea of this tremendous aliyah. But then nimnu v'gomer, but then they took the count of vote and said, noyach loy lodim, shal loy nivra. It would have been easier not to have been created than being created. Because even though it's true that the neshama practically, through coming down here, lamata, does get this tremendous, tremendous aliyah, but that's totally not what the person needs to be thinking about and focusing on when he's doing avoida. He has to be totally focusing on the idea that he's not doing it for himself to get a reward, but only l'shamish as koine, only to serve the Eibishter, not thinking about his aliyahs at all. And therefore we say, noyach v'kaloi, therefore it would have been easier not to have been created, as far as his own shleimus, etc., rather than mishanivra, that rather than being created. Says the Rebbe, now we could go and see the connection of the mission of chaloi's dvash, of the honeycomb, to the last mission of asid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil, etc. First, the Mishnah brings this machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether we go after Bekoyach, after the potential, or after the Bepoil. Which according to this, there would seem some room to be able to say that according to Beis Hillel, the Aliyah, the Schar of the person, seems to be a very, very important, playing a very, very important role over here. Maybe the main reason, or at least an equal reason, for why he's coming down here into this world. Says the Mishnah, similar to like in the other Gemara, which says, Nimnu v'gomer, but what's the conclusion? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchil, that eventually the Eibishter is going to give as a Yerusha, that level of Yesh to those that love him. In other words, that everyone agrees, despite the machloikas we just had regarding Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, everyone agrees, even Beis Hillel, that the purpose of the avoid of the Neshama down here is not about its reward, its aliyah, but rather like the honey of that bee, that all it's doing it is for its owner, to carry out the rotz and the kavana of Hashem, which is expressed in the idea that the neshama becomes one kavayochel, with that yesh hamuchot, with that absolute existence, hametzias hatmidis, the everlasting metzias and entity. Nevertheless, says the Rebbe, it doesn't mean that there's no schar and aliyah for the neshama at all. Of course that will also be. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also brings the continuation of the pasuk after the words lahan chiloy aveyesh. He says, Oitzreisehem, and their storehouses I will fill, which is going on the Oitzreis of the Tzaddikim in this world. Because after all, Hashem doesn't hold back the payment and reward for any sort of creature. And therefore, of course, the Neshama also gets a payment and a reward as a Nivra. But the idea of Oitzreisehem Amale, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is not bringing as part of his statement. He's bringing it as part of the, like an additional point. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchil, Hashem is going to bring it. He doesn't say then Ulamale Yetzreisehem, and he's going to fill their storehouses. He just says he's Lahan Chaloy Aveyesh. But then, as a side point almost, when he's bringing the Pasuk, for proving Lahan Chaloy Aveyesh, he adds this point, Yetzreisehem Amale, because in his actual statement, he's really only speaking about what's the main shleimus of the future. But in order to indicate that there is also the reward, in the simple sense, for the neshama, that comes as a secondary thing and is totally nothing compared to the Yesh HaMuchlet, he also brings the conclusion of Oitzreisei Amale. The Rebbe adds, we could say another vort on this, a little bit more about this. The Rebbe says it's known that La'osid Lavoi, the halacha is going to be like Beishamai. One of the explanations we could say is, based on what we were just saying, is like this. These days, when the person still feels himself as somewhat his own mitzvah, the halacha is like Beisilu. And therefore, we tell the person that his avoida is also achieving some sort of aliyah inside of himself. Whereas La'osid Lavoi, when it'll be the nigla kvayt Hashem, the glory of Hashem will be revealed, and all flesh will see together, kipi Hashem dibe, that the mouth of Hashem has spoken, and Yidin will become a poil, one thing with the yesh hamuchlet, the metzias hatmidus, the Yidin are going to become one with Hashem. So then the person's existence completely is not teifus makam, completely doesn't take up any space, and the whole idea is going to be lahan chiloya v'yesh, just that the Yidin is becoming one with Hashem. And that's why. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi himself, when he's speaking about the time of the future, and furthermore, he's speaking at the end of Mishnayis, which I said before, represents at the conclusion of all of the Avoida and the Shleimus of a Tzaddik. All he says is, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchil, L'chol Tzaddik V'Tzaddik, that the Eibishter is giving this over, as we said it before, as a Yerusha, etc. But since the Limud HaMishnah, practically, we are learning it in Olam Hazeh, so therefore the Mishnah also brings the end of the Pasuk, V'Yitzrei Seyem HaMalei, that Hashem will also fill the storehouses of the Tzaddikim.